Chapter 5. The boat with the prince and the little mermaid came to a city. On the land, the little mermaid saw the princess. She had long dark hair and bright blue eyes, and she wore a long blue and green dress. She was very beautiful. The little mermaid looked at the prince, but he did not see her. He only saw his princess. "You," said the prince to the princess, "will you be my wife?" "Yes," said the princess, "I will be very happy." Then the prince remembered the little mermaid. "This is my little friend," he said to the princess. "She cannot talk, but she stays with me, and she will be our friend." "Hello," said the princess, and she put out her hand. The prince and princess married the next day, and the little mermaid danced with the other boys and girls. Her legs hurt a lot. In the evening, the prince, his new wife, and the little mermaid went on the boat back to the prince's city. The sky was orange, and the sea was dark blue. On the boat, there were coloured lights and fireworks. There was music, and all the people sang and danced. The little mermaid didn't want to dance, and she couldn't sing. Her legs hurt. "Tonight, I will die," she thought. "I have nothing. I have no prince, I cannot sing or dance, and I have no tail. My family loves me, but I cannot see them again." She was very, very sad, as she remembered the words of the sea witch. "He could marry another girl, and then you will die." The little mermaid looked at the sea, and there she saw her sisters. They swam near the boat. They looked different. The little mermaid saw they had short hair. The little mermaid felt sad. She needed their help. She waved to them, and the oldest mermaid said, "You look sad. We can help you." "We went to the sea witch. We gave her our hair, and she gave us a knife. You must use this knife to kill the prince. Then you will be free. Your tail will come back, and you can come to live with your family again," said the oldest mermaid. The little mermaid was happy and sad. "What can I do?" she thought. "I can go back and live with my family again. But I cannot kill the prince." The little mermaid took the knife, and her sisters waited in the water. "You can do it," they said. "Kill the prince, and come to live with your family again." The little mermaid had the knife. She went to the prince's bedroom on the boat. He was asleep. The princess was asleep near him. They were happy. "I cannot do it," she thought. "I love the prince, but the prince loves the princess, and she loves him." The little mermaid put the knife down and ran from the room. She saw her sisters in the sea, and she jumped from the boat. Her body changed in the sea, and the little mermaid was gone. The little mermaid's five sisters swam slowly back to their grandmother.